With Talking Money, I'm Jack Terry. Today on Talking Money, we'll be talking about the cost of nuclear power and the proposal for the new Hinkley Point nuclear power station. The government has begun construction of a new nuclear power station, the first in 20 years, that will cost £18 billion to build. Hinkley Point C power station in Somerset is designed to produce 3 billion 200 million watts of energy, which is 7% of the UK's total energy needs for the next 60 years. However, the National Audit Office has condemned the project as, quote, risky and uncertain. French energy firm EDF Energy funded two-thirds of the total cost, with China-owned CGN Group funding the remaining $6 billion. The Nuclear Industry Association, or NIA, said the report showed that the plant was competitive with other low-carbon projects, and that alternatives would cost more. However, NIA Chief Executive Tom Greatrex added, quote, "The NAO analysis of the strike price also highlights that using a different financing structure could have resulted in a lower strike price. That is something government should reflect on as other new nuclear projects advance." If the government had taken a 50% equity stake in the construction, it could have almost halved the guarantee power price to as low as £48.50 per megawatt hour, according to the NAO. Another reason many are sceptical of the new plant is that the price of energy is index-linked at 2013 prices, when the scheme was first put into place by the previous coalition government. These old prices are much higher than energy prices today. According to the NAO, these guarantees could end up costing UK customers up to £30 billion, five times the original 2013 estimate. EDF have said, quote, "The report shows that Hinkley Point C remains good value for consumers compared with alternative choices. Consumers won't pay a penny until the power station is operating, and it is EDF Energy and CGN who will take the risk and responsibility of delivering it." Construction of the station is providing 25,000 jobs, and the station will require 900 staff when it's fully operational. Advocates of nuclear energy claim that the station will provide a cheaper and more dependable alternative to other energy sources, and will provide power to 6 million homes. There has been an expected backlash against the station, as many had hoped to see the UK take a more green energy supply. But the government remains certain the station will prove to be a useful, economically sound investment. The NAO, however, has been quoted as saying that, quote, "It will not be known for decades if Hinkley Point C will be value for money." With Talking Money, I'm Jack Terry.